Ay, 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 Shabbos. Again, getting Erev Shabbos, everybody. Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Big thank you to our series sponsors back in Boca right now. Menden Tzipora Fishman, Eschus Fachai Rivka Bas Tzipora Freidel, in memory of our brother Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Thank you, as always, for your incredible generosity. Here comes that siren. Here comes that holy Shabbos. We can't wait. The Heilige, Heilige Shabbos. The Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. There it is. Shabbos is coming, and we are here to turn our Friday from a Friday into an Erev Shabbos. What is the difference between a Friday and an Erev Shabbos? Our whole life, our whole week, everything revolves around Shabbos Kodesh. We last left off in the wonderful new Sefer by Ravitcher Meyer, by Yom Derechecha and Shabbos, about Menucha. What is rest? Shabbos is rest. I know I need to rest the Shabbos, and so do you. We can't wait, and we count down. And what is that Menucha? What does that Menucha look like? What does it mean to rest on Shabbos? Is it how many hours we can sleep? How many magazines and books we can read? How much food or wine we can consume? All of those are lovely and nice and enhance our Shabbos. But Ritzei v'menuchaseinu. Hashem, we want a menucha which is Ritzei v'menuchaseinu, which is not physical or skin deep or superficial, not a menucha which is external, but a menucha which is internal. A menucha in which we have a serenity and a peace and a closeness and a connection with you. A menucha, a rest from the worry and the anxiety and the fear and the competitiveness of the week. A rest of relying and leaning in on you and nullifying everything that comes in between. I saw this week Rav Avram Shor in his Nezer HaParsha writes very beautiful. In our Parsha Kisavo, one of the things the Torah, God holds us accountable for is Tachas Asher Lo Avadetes Hashem Lokecha B'Simcha U'V'Tuv Leivav Meirov Kol. Because we don't serve Hashem with Simcha. With Simcha, we have the capacity. So we're going to talk about that on Shabbos here at BRS. But B'Simcha U'V'Tuv Leiv Meirov Kol, the end of that Pasuk, serve Hashem B'Simcha with joy, uvetuv levav, with the goodness and the gladness of the heart, mirov kol, more than anything else. Ola begematria, ha-Shabbos. That adds up in gematria, numerical value is the Shabbos. Behei hayedia, hamora al ha-Shabbos hayedua, Shabbos karo'i, ki zehu dargas ha-Shabbos, sheba lidei simcha. When you look forward to Shabbos, you shouldn't look forward to work and exhaustion and effort and cleaning. You shouldn't look forward to passing out and disconnecting. Certainly shouldn't look forward to type of Shabbos in which one will imbibe so many substances they won't even remember that Shabbos. It's not an escape. Shabbos is not an escape or an excuse. Shabbos is when we are more connected, hyper-connected, only to what matters. Ritzei v'menuchaseinu, a menucha ha'amitis, a true and a genuine menucha, because when we do this as simcha, I can't wait. I can't wait to learn Torah. I can't wait to daven slowly without anything buzzing or beeping in my pocket. I can't wait to sing zmiros and sing songs. I can't wait to sit at the Shabbos table and have conversations and catch up on that week. I also can't wait to catch up on some sleep and some reading. But the simcha, b'simcha v'tuv leivav meirov kol, ha-Shabbos, the Shabbos. When we wait for and we long for and we live for the Shabbos, that's simcha. That's simcha. That's what we say, those who say the Ribon Kol Olamim, v'zakeinu l'kaba shabbosos mitoch rov simcha. It's a beautiful song too. V'zakeinu l'kaba, v'zakeinu, we should merit to be mekaba Shabbos, b'simcha, mitoch rov simcha. Don't be mekaba Shabbos mitoch atzvas. Don't enter and come into Shabbos through sadness. Ugh, another Shabbos and more work, and I can't believe I have to host, or I have to go, or I have to sit in shul, or I have to disconnect from technology. We don't come from sadness. We don't come from despondency. We don't come from disconnecting. But rather, v'zakeinu l'kaba Shabbosos mitoch rov simcha. Ah, the atmosphere. Right before you light candles, put on some music, have a dance. Right before you go to shul, put on a smile. Mitoch rov simcha. B'mekabah Shabbos, put on that Pnei Shabbos in the Kabbalah. Put on that Shabbos ponim and that joy and that excitement. B'simcha v'tuv lev merov kol, b'gematria ha-Shabbos. The Shabbos should be the source of simcha. Whatever is going on in our week, and there are people, real struggles, real challenges, whatever is going on, whatever there is to do, whatever you have to catch up on, whatever's happening, this is rabbinic tax season. Believe me, the second Shabbos ends tomorrow night. Slichos, into Baruch Hashem, a packed Sunday, into Erev Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, like Yom Kippur, so much to do, but you know what? It's waiting there after Shabbos. Shabbos, mitoch rov simcha. Oh, can't wait first for Shabbos. Shabbos to be fully immersed in, and fully integrated with, and fully connected with a menucha ha'amitis. We have replaced our priority of menucha. Menucha, all the things that were meant to enhance and supplement and complement real menucha, the food and the drink and the shluf and the reading, they've taken the place of the real menucha. The real menucha is to feel emunah dveikus, to nullify our sense of self, our yesh, and to direct it all to Hashem. I'm going to spend one day of the week with you. My neshama is yesera. It's on fire. It's on fire. I don't mind a little bit longer davening. I mean, disconnect. I'm connected to the parsha and your message, what you're saying to me. My neshama is on fire with the zmiros and the song. The menucha ritzeva menucha senu. It's a menucha that's emes. Menuchas emes. It's a menucha which is not false and fake and short-lived. It's a menucha which is emes, which I take with me the whole week. And that's what Rav Itzchak Meir writes. Ha'or ha'gadol sh'meir b'shabbos v'ha'koach hazeh sh'nitam b'shabbos l'nishmos Yisrael l'hasig ez yichud Hashem Yisborach. This great light that illuminates on Shabbos, this incredible powerful force that's given on Shabbos to the souls of the Jewish people, will yidavik bo to cling to him, l'izbatel he love to nullify ourselves to him, ein ha'nimtza rak b'shabbos. Yes, all week long you can live with a heightened emunah. All week long you could be plugged in. The Yerushalmi says, Tamidei Chachamim are bebechina Shabbos. They have the attitude, the perspective, the personality of Shabbos all week long. However, or HaShabbos, Hizkalas or HaYichud. Only on Shabbos do we have Lamates Melachos. We have 39 categories of creative labor that we are refraining, abstaining from. We have 39 categories of creative labor that we are at peace with. Hu or Tamidi. This is our effort, this is our mission. L'chapes es hashchina, to search and to seek, to find His presence, to lean in on Him, to be able to feel His embrace, His warmth, His shade, His shadow. L'hakir l'das havayel dvayet l'yudavik bo u'l'galosam ba'olam. Koach liros emes azot nitalana rak b'shabbos. Ayidei Shabbos nizkel advekes timidis kol ha'shavua. So we have to capture it and bottle it, we have to take from it, and we have to share it all week long. You know, there are people who, they're Shabbos, they make extra food for Shabbos knowing those leftovers will carry them. Big machlokas, how far? Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, how far can you stretch it until Luchun Aranah Nashir Shul Yom Wednesday? How far can you stretch the leftovers? Some don't want leftovers at all, but the challenge's still good. The leftovers can still be delicious. You're carrying it over. It's still good. It's still good. Shabbos is still good. The light of Shabbos is still good. The menucha, the rest from Shabbos, the rejuvenation of Shabbos is still good. Our goal, our mission is to experience such a Shabbos that it doesn't just impact us on Shabbos. We experience such a Shabbos that it comes with us and it carries us, that it energizes us and it illuminates us the entire week. During the week we are confronting nature, natural order, natural responsibility and obligation. All week long we can't forget Shabbos and its light. There is no one and nothing. I can't wait. Remember last Shabbos? Can't wait for the next Shabbos. To bring and to extract and to draw and to drag from Shabbos into the rest of the week. To have it inform and inspire and energize the entire week. That is our mission. That is our message. And Amir Tashem, that is what we are going to do. Wishing everyone a holy, a happy, a healthy, an amazing, a gevaldige Shabbos. Have a fantastic Shabbos. Ayay Shabbos, Ayay Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.